listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. This is original music by saxophonist Mike McMullen. He's a professor of jazz music at Sacramento State with a long career as a performer. He's played with some of the greats, including Ray Charles and Natalie Cole. And he's performing in a special show this Sunday at Clara Auditorium in Midtown Sacramento. Mike wrote and recorded a new album recently. It's titled Picture Book. The music has layers of meaning. And he joined us with jazz guitarist Steve Homan to share some of the story behind the new project.
The inception of the album came from after my mother had passed after a long decline, and it was kind of a response to that. And so I was sitting, putting together a collage of photos out of the albums, the family albums. And I had all these pictures sitting around me on the floor and on the desk and on my lap. And it kind of reminded me of leaves fallen from a tree and with all the family stories in it, you know, her stories of her life as well as the extended family and my own stories as well. And that just generated a certain feeling, which became this piece, Picture Book. After I'd worked with it for a while, then I developed some variations from the material from that song and began working on other songs. And those variations eventually became the idea for, well, I have to record this.
How was your mom instrumental, so to speak, in your life as a musician? How did she influence you and direct you?
Specifically as a musician, not as much, but supportive of anything that I chose to do. That was very important to me because I didn't get that from all sides in my life. Related to one of the other songs, she was very round on the outside and square on the inside.
Yeah, it's such a great song title.
That's actually a Chinese expression from a master, I think his name was Shang Yan. It means accommodate, but live with principle and follow your principles no matter what. We get along, but we have to follow our own instincts. And she was very much like that. She seemed very soft and easy, but she had inner steel.
More, Mike, about sharing very personal music that comes out of very personal experiences in your life?
It takes courage. Let's start there, because you have to open yourself up. But one of my premises when I teach and I talk to the students and as a performer, I think it's we have to have honesty, openness and honesty, because that's what reaches people. And that's my intention behind this. You know, it's I wanted to reach that universal element in the listeners. And so much of the music surrounding this is very personal for that reason. I think the premise behind this piece is it takes courage to do certain things in our lives. And this is about that courage. It's like when we take chances. And the bigger the chance, the farther you fall. I read an article about a man that really solidified it in my own mind. His name was Joe Kittinger, and he truly was a man who fell to earth. In 1960, he went up in a helium balloon. He went 19 miles up and jumped out of the capsule and survived.
Seriously?
He was in a space suit, and so if you've heard of skydiving, this is truly called space diving. And that feat was not matched until 2012, when they actually exceeded that. So I guess you could call it the ultimate hold my beer moment.
So think of that as you hear Fell to Earth by Mike McMullen and Steve Homan.
Thank you.
jazz saxophonist Mike McMullen with jazz guitarist Steve Homan. That is a song called Fell to Earth from Mike's new CD Picture Book. Let's listen to another song from the album. This is titled Elegy for Aoife, and then we'll talk about the story behind it. So I do want to know what was behind it, because I can feel you and something in it.
Well, it's centered on a very personal family tragedy. And the tragedy being there was a full-term stillborn baby. And so she was born, there was a funeral. And those kinds of things, there's no real response to that. When we went in, after I wrote the piece and I talked to the guys about recording it, I told them that story. This was someone in the extended family. And then I said, you know, it's how do you feel after that? You know, you feel listless and unfocused and uncertain and just nothing has any meaning in the world anymore with a tragedy like that. I said, don't think about the music. Think about the impression. Think about the feeling and play the feeling.
Steve Homan, you were part of a small group that recorded this music.
Correct.
With Mike, so you obviously remembered the moment, the song that he's talking about.
Yeah, it feels the same as it does now. We are experiencing listening to his explanation, and it was a very personal event for Mike, but it's a personal event for many people to go through, and so it's never happened to me, but I could relate to it on a personal level, even though I haven't gone through that.
That was Mike McMullen and a song from Mike's new CD, Picture Book. Tell me about the song, A Well-Lived Life, and your mindset for that one.
This is a kicking back on the porch at twilight and listening to the birds and looking up into the trees and feeling like, yep, things are okay. It's more with respect to two kind of extended family members, men, who had passed on. And because I didn't feel like I had a really good male role model at home. So there were mentors through my music career. Phil Sobel was the man that I studied saxophone with in Los Angeles. Dick Grove, whom I studied composition and arranging with. A family member, Chuck Chapman, who was my uncle for many years, you know, whom I admired from afar, as it were. But the mentorships in particular of people that I admired, and I thought, I want to model myself on these people. And so that's more of a dedication to male role models, I guess you'd say. Thank you.
how great to have your friends who are also such terrific musicians be the group to back you up and perform this music with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of being able to do a project like this. These guys are my friends. And we've known each other for, Steve and I, now 30 years. We just worked that out. This is our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Congratulations, wow.
Sometime around
this
time of the year.
It's a long time.
Yeah. It's always nice to play with new people and get excitement like that. But when you have long-term relationships like that, we walk in and we play anything, brand new music, and it just falls together. Everybody trusts everybody. Mm-hmm. We each have each other's back. If somebody misses something, it really doesn't matter. And being able to present music like this, I think it's very important to have those friendships. I was very uncertain about doing all of it. It's really hard to walk in and say, here's something that has a lot of meaning, and do it justice. And that's gratifying as much as anything, is to have musicians I respect and friendships say that this is worth doing.
Music from saxophonist Mike McMullen, a jazz music professor at Sacramento State and a member of the Sacramento Jazz Orchestra. His new album is titled Picture Book. You can hear Mike and many others this Sunday at the Capital Jazz Project Passing of the Torch concert, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Auditorium at Clara in Midtown Sacramento. There's more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight Music on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak.